This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver is changing its marijuana delivery policy. Here's Denverite's Rebecca Spias.
2 months ago, Denver began allowing home deliveries of marijuana products. For the next 3 years, licenses to do so will only be given to what are called social equity businesses. This measure is meant to prioritize those who have suffered as a result of systemic disadvantages. Some advocates say the business has always favored the rich and privileged, but now business owners who fit certain criteria, like having lived in a historically underserved area, or who have faced a marijuana conviction, will be prioritized. Rebecca Spias, Denverite.
Governor Polis has vetoed a bill that would have required owners of off-highway vehicles and personal watercraft to get a title. The governor said that while titles are useful for preventing theft, owners of those low-value vehicles should not have to go through the hassle of securing a title. The Colorado Renaissance Festival is back. CPR's Paolo Shalcita was there this weekend.
Among the common sights here are jousting, bagpipes, and grilled meat on a stick. But in the middle of the festival at Canterbury Chapel, there was one very unique occurrence. Mario Vigil was there watching his cousin get married in a fairy tale ceremony, with people dressed up like orcs from Lord of the Rings or Vikings among the procession.
I'm used to the more traditional Catholic weddings. That's what I always go to. Groom is wearing a bear pelt hat. It's pretty awesome, actually.
The Renaissance Festival will be open every weekend from now until the end of August. I'm Paolo Shalcita, CPR News.
The festival is in Larkspur, off of I-25, about midway between Denver and Colorado Springs. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.